It's time for our first Tuesday of the month conversation with Dave Nelson from Powerhouse Lawn and Leisure. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Jeff. How are you doing?
Doing well. Good to see you here at the studio here this morning.
Yeah, nice to be back up here for a show.
We're going to talk about what we usually talk about. We'll just maybe invert the order just a little bit. But one of the first things you said, let's talk grilling first here this morning. Napoleon Grills. I have a buddy who's been in the grill and fireplace business pretty much his whole adult life. And I know he has mentioned the name Napoleon before, and it's usually in a good way. So tell us about Napoleon.
Napoleon's been around a long time. We took him on a couple of years ago. And the ones that we've had in stock have been more toward the higher end. So when people come in looking for the gas grills, and these Napoleons are starting out there at the $1,000 price point, and they go up from there. And talking with my rep Till, who's out of Chicago, he came up and cooked at an event for us here at Steaks for Paws.
Right.
And in our conversation, he talked about a couple of newer models that they have that we brought in, and one of them is called a Freestyle. It's a two burner propane gas grill.
Okay.
That's $499. With a 10-year warranty bumper to bumper. If a burner unit were to go bad, that's covered. If a grate goes bad, that's covered. If a screw falls out, that's covered. Crazy warranty. So now we're into this area where we really haven't been with gas grills in the $499, $699 price range.
Okay.
And they're awesome product.
Yeah, and you can expect them last because the big box stores. If you're going to go to a big box store and get a gas grill, you're throwing money away. You're throwing money away. The burners go bad after a couple of years. You're right back there buying a new one. Buying a quality gas grill the first time will save you money in the long run.
Well, that's it. And now you get into a deal where the price point is probably the same.
Right. Yeah.
In some cases, we're less.
Yeah.
And but you're getting a better quality product.
And as much as I love my pellet smoker from your store, I cannot ever imagine being without a gas grill too. They both have their purposes. They both have their best times to use. The convenience and the ease of a gas grill, I can't imagine ever not having one.
Well, gas is convenient. That's the main thing. You know, you turn the knob and away you go. Everybody knows that with most of them, burner units rust out, other things go bad over the years, and some of them don't last very long, like you said. Me at home, I don't have a gas grill.
Okay.
I've got a Smokin' Brothers pellet grill.
Right.
I've got a Primo ceramic grill, which is the only ceramic grill made in the USA. And those you can do pizzas on, you can do hot if you want to. You can also do low and slow, much like a pellet grill. But it's a different learning curve, and it's a different flavor. Pork tenderloin is my wife's favorite meat on a grill now is a pork tenderloin. It's always done on the Primo offset. When I say offset, on the Primo with indirect heat.
Right.
And then I've got a Brio fire pit, and now she's talking about it's time for us to get a griddle. And I think
really?
We talked about that before. So
okay.
We have Halo griddles, which we brought in a couple of years ago, also from the same rep. And they're just fantastic. They're better, more consistent heat from corner to corner or side to side than what most of our competition has.
Okay.
They're windproof, so you don't have to worry about either the flames blowing out or the temperatures changing from the wind. They're made with a cover that you can cook with on. So many of the griddles just have a cover to protect them that has to be removed, or they're not designed to be cooking with them.
Got it.
And these halos you can cook with the cover on. So if it's lousy weather, put the cover down. If you want to melt some cheese or something over the top of a sandwich, or over the top of some meat, put the cover down. There's a lot of advantages to them.
I'd like to have one of those one day, but that's going to be down the list a little bit because I have a lot of other stuff at your store that I want to get before a ceramic grill.
Yeah.
And we'll talk about some of those things here coming right up. But when it comes to the pellet grills, let's talk about that just a little bit. You offer several different brands. I love the Smokin' Brothers grill. I love their service. I love the way it's lasting. I've had it now. I think I'm on my fourth year now.
At least.
And it's been performing fantastically. I had a little snafu with the electronics right at first, but they came right to the driveway. They fixed it right on the spot, and it's been perfect ever since. I can't say enough good. Now, I was just telling you, I'm going to do a turkey for the first time on the Smokin' Brothers grill on Sunday. The guys are coming over for a Packer game. I want to impress them with a big smoked turkey. I'm going to spatchcock that thing and put it on the Smokin' Brothers pellet grill. Think about 3 hours at about 300. I should have a pretty perfect turkey.
You could do that. You could also do it longer at a lower temperature. Yeah, and then bring the temp up a little bit at the end.
Yeah, I want the crispy. I'm hoping to get the crispy skin on the finish. But I guess my point in this is my smoker is for special occasions usually, when I want to do something to impress somebody. Or if I just want to turn some cheap, nasty bacon into some really good bacon, I'll pull out the Smokin' Brothers pellet grill.
Isn't it amazing how bacon is on those?
It really is.
You get the cheapest bacon and throw it on there, and it's top notch.
It'll be like
best meal cheese you've ever had. Yep.
Oh, gosh, and it's so super easy. So I can't say enough good about the Smokin' Brothers line of pellet grills. People ask me about mine all the time, and they say, well, I was thinking about this other big-name brand. I said, I'll tell you what, you put that big-name brand next to my Smokin' Brothers, you'll be buying the Smokin' Brothers. The quality is so evident in the construction and the way they're built, and I would assume it's going to last longer, too.
Should last longer.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to have the things where you've got a hot rod that's your igniter. And that's a part that needs to be replaced from time to time. But other than that, they're really easy to maintain. They're all welded construction. It's a heavier built grill that's going to maintain temperatures really well and last you for a long, long time. A lot of the ones that we sell actually are to people that have already had another brand.
Yeah.
And it either hasn't performed like they thought or it hasn't lasted, and now they're looking to step into a Smokin' Brothers.
Again, do it right the first time. You save money in the long haul. The way the base is built, just the smoker unit itself, it's that double wall. It's so much
double
thicker.
Wall, so, yep, it's an insulated firebox, so you don't need a blanket to cook all winter.
The base that it sets on is a heavy-duty angle iron. The casters are steel, and
this yeah, they're heavy-duty locking casters.
Exactly, yep. And so just putting them side by side, it's just evident the quality.
Yep.
What else is available for pellet grills right now?
That's it. I've got one, I think, Broil King left. We had,
okay.
The distribution changed and things changed a little bit there, so we had discontinued the Broil King brand. I have one Broil King pellet grill there. It's going to be a great deal for someone that has Wi-Fi like the Smokin' Brothers for the guys, the techies that want to use it. But other than that, it's just a good solid grill.
I had a guy come over, and he likes to cook over an open flame with wood. And that's still a fantastic way to go. That's where your Brio comes in.
Exactly.
He came over to the house to do some work for us, and he noticed I had a bunch of apple wood stacked up. We had to take down a bunch of non-fruit-bearing apple trees from the orchard, and so I had it all piled up. He said, what you gonna do with that wood? I said, I don't know. I know a lot of guys that use smokers and stuff like to use apple wood, so I got one buddy come over for one pile. He said, well, if you save the other pile for me, I'd like it. I said, why? You got you like to smoke with apple wood? He says, no, I like to burn it on an open fire and cook over that.
Mm-hmm.
That's where the Brio comes in.
That's where the Brio comes in, yeah.
So there's your open flame. You've got the convenience of gas, and you've got the awesome quality of a Smokin' Brothers pellet grill. You've got all the bases covered there for outdoor cooking.
There's a lot of variety. And, you know, the thing with the Brios is the flavor profile. You can do a steak on a gas grill. You can do a steak on a pellet grill.
Yeah.
You can do a steak on, you know, obviously on the PKs and the other charcoal grills. But the flavor profile over wood.
Yeah,
is a totally different flavor profile.
It is. It is.
And that's my wife's favorite place. Not that we have steaks often, but when we do, it could be snow on the ground and, you know, nasty weather, and I'm out there cooking over the Brio.
Now, the griddle. I got to ask about the griddle. Now, to me, the griddle would be a perfect application to take along on a camping trip. So how portable are these griddles that you sell?
Not very.
No,
I mean,
okay.
They're for the... There's
so the, they're more the for the one patio
burner,
or the
there's
deck.
A one-burner two-zone that is a tabletop.
Okay.
And then you can buy a stand that it goes on.
Okay.
But the rest of them are on a stand. The stand does come off and it does collapse for transport. But these things aren't really designed. They're heavily built.
Okay.
And they're there to complement everything else you do. So if someone's doing hash browns or you got some stir fry or you're doing at the WASA, we cook for the WASA Area Builders Association, have their meeting at our store once a year. And this year we did shrimp on the Halo griddle.
Okay.
Bacon wrapped shrimp. And the lady that was doing the cooking on it had cooked on a couple of other griddles before, but never on a Halo. And at the end of the evening, she said, I couldn't believe how consistent that thing, you know, temperature was that it cooked. Mm-hmm. And so she's going to be buying one of those now. But it's just, the griddle is a totally different. My son a lot of times does breakfast for the family outside on Sunday mornings.
Okay.
Before they go to church. And that's, you know, eggs on the griddle, bacon on the griddle. And so you do your bacon on the griddle, do your eggs in the bacon grease. And he might have some other things going on another grill, but most of it's just done on the on the griddle.
Got it. So all the elements to have really good outdoor cooking, you've got it all in one store.
Yes.
So we hope that people can get over and take a look. And don't spend a little bit of money thinking you get a good deal. Do it right the first time. You'll save money in the long haul. So that's very good. Sauces
we're all,
and...
We're all stocked. I'm glad you're going there. We're all stocked back up on sauces and
oh,
rubs.
Good.
I think there's a couple of them I'm out of again, but we got close to 100 of them. And taste for every... You know, flavors for every taste that people might have. So when someone comes in and if they don't know exactly what they're looking for, we'll ask what they're making, what are they making it on, and then what do they like? Do they like salty? Do they like sweet? Do they like hot? You know, what are they looking for? And then steer them into things that we know are just going to turn out some great meals.
One of the excuses I use to have a variety of rubs in my cabinet, why do you need all those rubs? Look at they're not... Use one up before you get another one. No, I don't want to do that. I want to have a nice variety in there because when you have company over, some people like it hot, some people like it sweet, some people like it in between. I like to have variety for my guests.
Exactly.
So that's why you need to go. What's that? You still doing the rub and sauce of the month?
You know what? Yes, we are. And today is October 1st, and I don't know what it's going to be yet.
Okay.
I'll know when I get back to the store.
It'll be a surprise next thing to talk about, snowblowers.
But whichever one we pick is going to be, it's 10% off. When we pick that brand of the month, it's 10% off all the sauces and rubs for that brand for the month.
Okay, so we'll find out later today.
Yeah.
Got it. Snowblowers, let's talk about that quick here, Dave.
Lots of them in stock. I got all kinds of Ahrens and Toro from 18-inch up to 30-inch. Single stage, two stage, Snowmasters from Toro, which are a single stage that's beefier than a regular single stage with the rubber paddles. It's 24-inch wide. It's got a self-propel system that they brought over from the lawnmower side, which is called Personal Pace. So it's really easy to maneuver. It's what I have at home.
Mm-hmm.
It's fast. It'll blow water and slush. Got 3 inches of water standing, it'll blow that water.
Okay.
Crazy. Which is important to me if we have a lot of snow and then we have a fast melt in the spring because my grass is a little bit higher than the sidewalk and I'll have 2-3 inches of water standing between the house and my driveway and I have to go through that. So the Snowmaster will actually blow that water out. It'll come back, but it's amazing what they'll do. So it's an easy machine to operate. There's nothing else like it on the market. And then, like I said, everything else single stage from 18-inch from 18-inch to 21-inch in a traditional single stage, which are the rubber paddle ones that clean right down to the pavement.
Okay.
And then we've got the big ones for people that are either out in the country or have more issues where the plow goes by or have a bigger area to cover.
I sure hope we can use our snowblowers this year. I didn't get to use them much last year.
No, last year for the people that bought them, it was mostly an insurance measure.
You know,
then some of them will say, yeah, now I bought a blower. We're not going to get any snow. It's like, so I hope you're wrong this year.
Yeah.
But yeah, so, and we're getting into snowblower tune-ups already now. So it's kind of getting into end of season for lawn. If we get a little more rain, people will be mowing lawns yet for a while. But it's a good time to bring mowers in for winterizing the summer stuff and getting the snowblowers ready to go.
I saw a couple nice Cub Cadet Zero turns out in the front of the store the other day when I went by.
Yep, we got a few of those left. We got some Gravelys. We got some Toros. I got some season-ending deals, end-of-season deals on a couple of those. So it's a good time to stop in. If you're thinking you're going to need one for next year, save next year's price increases and take advantage of some promos. And Toro just introduced a promo this morning on some of their 50-inch zero turns. I think it's $150 off on one, and that just started today.
With the big strike that just started this morning as well at midnight, I'm a little bit worried about down the line. If this thing lasts at all, we could be seeing supply chain issues, and which means in springtime we could be backed up and might be an issue. So get it now while you can.
For sure.
Yeah.
And that's going to affect a lot more of the things that are foreign product.
Yeah.
So it doesn't affect us much.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, with the snowblowers and the zero turns, and now there's components that come from, you know, the
other
Pacific
places,
rim.
Yeah.
But there's other things that are, you know, a lot of stuff's domestic.
But that's one thing, walking in your store, you know that darn near everything in there is made in America.
As much as we can,
yeah.
Oh, the Alpha pizza ovens, those come from Italy. We didn't talk about those at all, but that's a high-end pizza oven. There's some people up in the Tomahawk area that have them. Everyone that's bought one of those things
loves it.
Yeah. Yeah, and you can make a pizza in a minute and a half, wood-fired pizza in a minute and a half.
That's my wish list, too. One of the other things on my wish list, I was just telling you, my wife finished the pavers. We have a patio door on the lower level, and it goes out underneath the deck. She got these pavers, and she made it big enough because one day down the road, we want a hot tub. So she said, next time you see Dave Nelson, ask him if it's okay to put put a hot tub under a deck? You said yes.
The answer is yes. And a matter of fact, when I'm done with the show today, I'm going to visit a customer's place that a hot tub is, their hot tub's ordered and built, but they wanted me to take a look at where it's going. So I'm going out to their house. It's going under a deck, and okay. We just have to make sure we can maneuver to get our spa dolly trailer down there and get the spa to where it needs to go. But under a deck, the thing that you look at there is, do you have enough height to open the cover? Because in most situations, we use what's called a hydraulic assist cover lifter.
Okay.
So the covers are two halves. They flip back on themselves, and then with the cover lifter, it stands up straight on one side of the spa. And we have had some situations where there's not enough height to lift that cover up. So then there's options where you can slide the cover off to the side on rollers, or slide it off and it goes down to basket next to the spa. So there's ways to get around it.
And we're coming into the best time for a spa. People thinking, well, geez, it's coming up. Wintertime is one of the best times to take a soak. I'm not sure I'm too big on it on an 80-degree night. I don't want to go into a hot tub, but if it's 30 degrees outside, a little bit of snow outside, I'd love to get in a hot tub.
Now, winter is the best time to use them. And yeah. It's chilly going out and getting in. It's really nice when you get out because your body's all warm.
Yeah.
You don't have to make a dash back to the house, you know, because you're all warmed up.
I've heard enough horror stories from other people about other types of spas, and that's the other thing that we're in unison with at home, is that when we do the spa move, we want an Arctic spa because, like I say, you hear all the horror stories about some of the other brands, especially if they ever would need service or something like that. Arctic spas, again, I think doing it right the first time is a good way to go.
Yep, and most of what we sell has Spa Boy, the automated saltwater system, which we've talked about before. That takes all the hassles of keeping your water sanitized and clean out of the mix. It eliminates a lot of chemicals, and it greatly increases the time between water changes. So a lot of our customers are going a year. Many of them now are starting to go 2 years between water changes. And every time you eliminate a water change, you're saving all that money on chemicals.
Yeah.
Because you change the water, now you got to put your chlorine or your bromine or whatever in there that you're going to use to sanitize your spa. So we've had real good luck. A lot of referral business there.
For somebody that comes into the store and really wants a good education on the spas and stuff, how long does it take to go through everything that you want to bring out about an Arctic spa?
It's not unusual when someone comes in to spend 2 or 3 hours with them.
Really?
And there's so much information to discuss. And obviously, we talk a lot about the different features of the product, and we go through each of the things that separates an Arctic from everything else on the brand, on the market. And so that would include the total access, where you got door panels all the way around for service. So if and when you ever get a leak, we can service it easily. With competitive spas, a lot of them are full foam filled. If and when you get a leak, and they will leak, you got to destroy the spa to find the leak. There's just there's a lot of things that enter into that.
Yeah. Again, do it right the first time. One final experience, personal service. Kathy said it to me. Boy, this is the best investment we've made in a long time. I was using my steel battery-operated chainsaw I got from your store. That thing, Dave, has exceeded expectations over and over and over when it comes to cutting landscape timbers, taking down the non-fruit-bearing apple trees out in the orchard. I've been trimming up some stuff. Ted Foley gave me some trimming advice, and so that's been getting a lot of use. And so she said it her own words, one of the best investments we've made in a long time.
We do a lot with those little saws, and Steel's got some promos that are running now. Not so much on the entry-level saws or the small saws, but they got some battery promos that are running on some of the other things.
Okay.
Some of them you buy an item and you get a second battery at no charge. So there's some stuff that's going on there. And there's more and more battery that we sell.
Guys wondering about the length of the life of those batteries, I can tell you this. Seven apple trees plus all the limbing, then cutting them all up into firewood style. Then I went out and trimmed a bunch of stuff from some maples and some willows that I had. I still had one square left on the battery power. So I was working probably 45 minutes of solid work cutting, and still had battery left.
Yeah, the saws will run a long time on a battery charge. The leaf blowers actually take the most amount of juice.
Yeah.
So they'll run the battery down the quickest, but the trimmers and the saws run a long time on a battery charge.
If you own a home, you should be going to Powerhouse Lawn and Leisure, because so many things that happen at home can be fixed and remedied and made better when they shop at Powerhouse Lawn and Leisure.
Yes, sir.
That's my opinion.
I appreciate that.
And what are your regular hours at the store?
8:30 to 5, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, 8:30 to 6, Thursday and Friday, and 8:30 to 2. On Saturday.
Things going to change at all going into the winter months?
I don't know. Not too much. It's okay. Steady. I mean, it's you never know what's going to happen. Now, if someone's coming in to, like I said, looking for a snowblower, if they're coming in looking for a season-ending deal on a lawnmower, if they're looking for a hot tub, if they're looking for grilling, there's so much variety. Portable winch, we haven't talked about that product at all in a long time.
Right.
That's a way to get your deer out of the woods or a tree out of the lake, sure. Or you know, move something from point A to point B, pull an ATV out of, you know, where it is. And that's Canadian-made product. We've got that full line in stock. So there's all kinds of other things. Then the robotic lawnmowers, the auto mowers. More and more people are getting into those. The new GPS ones are working awesome. And we're going to see more of that over time.
We decided to go with basketball size and bigger boulders for our yard landscaping. And we've been gathering those big boulders up for the last couple of months around the property. There are some that are too big for us to carry. And now you just mentioned the winch. That would solve my issues.
It would.
So something big up. I got to take a look at those.
One guy winches. Can do the work of two or three.
Don't say that. She's just going to put more work on me. I don't want to make it look too easy out
exactly,
there.
Exactly. Yeah. Oh, you got that done already. Yeah, here, add to the list.
Exactly.
Have my wife's like that at home, too.
Yeah, we gotta be smart. We
the
gotta
list,
be one
the
step
list
ahead.
Seems to never shrink. The list seems to always, you know.
No,
well, I got that done. Well, so what? That should have been done a long time ago.
Exactly. Is what it is. I tell you what, even commiserating about guy stuff at the store is a good thing to do.
Not bad. There's ladies that come in and do the same, though, about their men.
Oh, so, I bet. You know. I bet. I'll buy. Oh, it's a good store. Beautiful store. Great location. It's big. It's huge. It's full of all kinds of good stuff. Powerhouse Lawn and Leisure on Highway 64 as you come into Merrill. Dave Nelson, thanks for being here this morning, and safe travels back home.
Thanks, Jeff. Thanks, everybody.